Chapter 13. 110,000.
Lord Oxic beats 110,000. Do so we hear 10-5?
110,500,
someone in the back of the room said. Lestra Oxic turned his seat and looked over his shoulder. The rival bidder was a Bith, sporting a stylishly embroidered headcloth, his handheld identity screen displaying nothing more than a number.
11,000,
Oxic said, displaying his screen while he swung to face the auctioneer's podium.
Reese bid 111,000. Do so we hear 12?
The guest auctioneer was a Gungan, clothed in a long embroidered robe, and celebrated for his rapid-fire delivery. The item up for bid, a small statue that had once graced the northwest atrium of Coruscant's Galactic Courts of Justice. A rare and valuable piece, as all examples of Republicana had become since the Yuuzhan Vong had devastated half the galaxy almost 20 years earlier.
112,
the same Bith said, drawing excited inhales from the mixed-species audience of 100 or so bidders. Oxic immediately raised his screen above his head.
112,500.
Hydian's, as the auction house was known, was itself a prime example of Republicana, studded with elegant columns and floored in the finest polished stone. Originally, it had sat at the center of Shahat on Chandrilla, but 2 years into the Yuuzhan Vong invasion, a team of architects and construction engineers supervising an army of flesh and blood and droid laborers had worked feverishly to disassemble the building piece by piece and ship it to Apika, which, as hoped by those who had funded the undertaking and despite its natural beauty, had proved too remote and insignificant to attract the attention of the invaders. Many of the beings responsible for the building's relocation and tedious reassembly had remained on-world after the conclusion of the war, and had since raised opulent palaces and mansions in the forested hills that embrace the spaceport, in the process transforming Apika's once nondescript principal city into a place of privilege and sophistication. Transformed, too, was the native population of humans, Bothans, Duros, and Bims, who now served to satisfy the increasing needs of the wealthy who had co-opted their planet.
Risa still awaiting for a bid, 113,000,
the auctioneer was saying. Oxic pivoted in his chair to regard the Bith, this time through a pair of compact Alumabronze macrobinoculars. In his free hand, the being from the Clackdoor system was holding an expensive comlink.
113,000,
the Bith said.
114,
a woman seated a few rows in front of the Bith countered. Oxic recognized her from past auctions as an employee of the Truvi family, which owned a gambling complex on Ossian 7.
114,500,
the Bith responded. Oxic squirmed in his seat. Unusually tall for a human, he had a flawless, clean-shaven face that belied his advanced age. His narrow frame bordered on the skeletal, and his hands and feet were unnaturally long. Yet his custom wardrobe was cut in a way that emphasized his delicate thinness and contributed to an overall impression of his being larger than life, a force of nature. He knew just the spot for the small figurine, atop the fluted pedestal from 500 Republica that stood alongside his office desk. But he hadn't planned on paying more than 114,000 for it. The piece was somewhat overvalued even at 113,000, and certainly not when other items on the block would suffice. Still, the statue was hard to resist.
115,000,
he said, taking himself by surprise. When he turned, he saw the Bith whispering into his comlink, then listening to whoever was on the other end of the link.
117.
The crowd gasped, and Oxic's shoulders sagged. He resisted an urge to look at the Bith.
Risa have a bid of 117,000,
the Gungan said in excitement.
Risa NSA 18? How's about 17,500?
He waited a moment.
117, so going once, so going twice?
His mallet struck the podium with a resounding thock.
Sold to bidder 637.
Nearly everyone applauded. A Faline stepped to the podium.
The next item up for auction is number 71-00 in the catalog, a chandelier from the principal dining room of Raltier's DARPA Hotel. Made of electrum, the piece has undergone substantial restoration, but is fully provenanced.
The piece has a suggested opening bid of... Oxick stopped listening and turned his attention to the exquisitely designed holo catalog. Items from Rawl Tyr were of no interest to him, Republicana or no. Some beings were fascinated by items from Alderaan or Naboo, others with hut artifacts. But Coruscant was and would remain the focus of his collection, and his obsession. He was advancing through the catalog when Coy Quire slid effortlessly into the adjacent seat he had held for her.
"How was the trip?" he asked.
"Uneventful. A pity you lost the statue."
Oxic cut his eyes to the bith.
"I'd like to know who he's representing."
"We can find out."
"Yes, by all means, let's do that."
With Ferrerios on the brink of extinction, Coy Quire was herself a collectible, rare as many of the pieces up for auction.